10% of ARPANET.
KI-4DOS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI-4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI-4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chew. Let's start the roll call with any EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS, this is Whiskey November 4, Victor. WN4V here in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County. I'm negative and negative. Good evening, Gary. WN4V.
And that would like to say good evening to WN4V. Mr. John, down there in Bradenton, Florida. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hope you're doing well. Let's move up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
DOS? Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
KI-4DOS. Please check in K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic. No comment. Thank you, sir.
Les, please say hello to Miss Joy. Please check in. Whiskey, Golf 4, Mike Charlie. That's 4MC. This is Matt in Western Greenville County. Just check me in out, sir. 7-3 to you and everyone on the net.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walton Inman, I'll be negative, negative.
KI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW. And their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat. He's down in Malden. Appreciate you being here, Pat. And WG4MC, Mr. Matt. He's over in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt, and he's up there in Inman. And I forgot about my pre-check-ins. I'll read those through real quick. I got W4FCM, that's Fred. And N4IEI, that's Fred's sweet little bride, Isla. They're up there in Traveler's Rest. And W4DF, that's Mr. Don. He's up in Inman. And N4DJC, that's Jerry down in Anderson. And KI-4LZI, Mr. Andy up there at Table Rock. And KD2CGN, that's Harold. He's down in Simpsonville. And WP4BJS, that's Ed, and he's also in Simpsonville. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And KJ4HYC, that's Mr. Shane, he's up in 6 Mile. Appreciate each and every one of you folks being with us tonight. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the next group in the Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS.
Sierra Uniform Golf, K4SUG, right traveler's wrist, no traffic, good evening, Gary.
KI4DOS. Please check in Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty, home and more, no traffic, no comments tonight.
KI4DOS. Again, Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John and Inman, negative and negative.
Yes. Foxtrot 4, Romeo Victor Hotel. My name is JD, with no traffic, no round table.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo, November 4, Romeo Delta Echo. This is Greg, we're on a mobile over here in Powdersville. We'll be in and out. 7-3s.
DOS. Gary, please check in, Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf, and that'd be Kevin, about then, I'll be negative and negative, and check in, Kilo, Japan 4, Whiskey Mike Oscar, that's KJ4, WMO, Mike, we'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like say good evening to K4SUG, Mr. Ray up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brother Ray. Hope you and Miss Edie are doing well. Tell Miss Edie we said hello. And I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. And WU2T, that's Mr. Rusty. He's home over there more tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rusty. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John. He's up there in Inman. Appreciate you being here, John. And KF4RVH, Mr. JD over there in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, JD. Hope you're doing well. And KN4RDE, Mr. Greg. He's mobile down there in Powdersville tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. You be careful out there on the mobile. And KN4UBG, that's Mr. Kevin. And he brings along Mike, KJ4WMO. They're both down there in Fountain Inn. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Kevin. Tell Mike we said hello. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On up to the Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo Bravo 1, Zulu Alpha. Joe and Easton, Ollie, Gary. Negative and negative.
Yes. Check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I am located down here in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on the net.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to say good evening to KB1ZA, Mr. Joe, up there in Easton Ollie. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Wayne and we said hello. Tell your wife and the rest, everybody else down there too, Tommy. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike. At Jim and Taylor's, I'll be negative and negative.
TOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey, David and Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
TOS. This is Kilo Delta 2 Bravo November Golf. Glenn and Gray Court. I'll be negative and negative. And we'll talk to you later, Gary.
Hello, DOS. This is Tony in Livonia, Georgia. And I'll be negative and negative.
We're DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KO4BDM, Mr. Jim, over there at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. And KO4AOW, that's Mr. David, he's up there in Edmond. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And N4DIZ, Mr. Joe, up there at Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Hope you're doing well. And KD2BNG, Mr. Glenn. He's down there in Gray Court. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Glenn. And W4DOS, that's Mr. Tony down there in Livonia, Georgia. Tony, you're supposed to give me a call sign.
Did I forget to do that? W4DOS.
Hey, young man, yeah, you just said this is Tony down in Livonia, Georgia, but I knew who you were. We got you in the log here, young man. Appreciate you being with us. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Cliff, W4AKG, easily, negative, negative.
4DOS, check in. KO4EED, that is Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Echo Delta, Amory and Piedmont, I'm negative and negative tonight.
For DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4AKG. That's my neighbor, AK, over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, AK. Tell Miss Teresa we said hello. And KO4EED, Mr. Amory. He's down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Amory. Let's move on up to the Echo Through Hotel group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Please check in WB4, Fox Echo Echo, Dan, over in northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Gary, Miss Joy, and everybody on the net. I'm going to try to be around, Gary, for a little ride here.
4DOS. Hello, Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry, and Chandler are all negative, negative tonight, Gary. Thanks.
Joy, I said hello. Hope you're doing well. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4, FDU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slap Town.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WB4FEE, Mr. Dan, down there in Northern Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dan. Tell Miss Joan we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry, up there at Candler, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. And KK4FTU, Mr. Richard, over there at Northwest Anderson County and Slaptown. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Richard, they going to have the marching bands this year? FTU, Richard, you still with us? Find out a little bit later. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On up to the India Through Lima group, I Through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, and then 73s for each one of you.
Wes, hope you and Miss Joy are both well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Miss Joy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Wes, hello Gary. Please check in Kilo Golf 4, Lima Papa Foxtrot, Sam, Mountain Slab Town. Send the police to you. Glad you're calling in, buddy. Later.
For DOS 4S. Good evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
4 DOS. In K4LWE. That's Kilo 4 Lima Whiskey Echo, Larry in Piedmont. No traffic, no comment this evening. Thanks for calling the net.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's say good evening, KK4JFO. Mr. James up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid. He's just a little further north up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Hope you're doing well. And KG4LPF, Mr. Sam. He's down there in Slab Town. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sam. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And K4LWE, that's Mr. Larry. He's down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Larry. And K3JOY, that's my sweet little bride, Joy. And she's on the phone with our son, Anthony, KI4DGY, up in Charlotte. Additional stations, India through Lima, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Flip to the big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Please check in KD2RKN, Kilo Delta 2, Romeo Kilo November, Jason in Williamston. No traffic, no comments, and thanks for calling the net, and good evening to everybody else.
Good evening to KD2RKN, Mr. Jason, down there in Williamston. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jason. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. We got most everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. We're our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. If we have anyone with anything they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the swap net book, call KI4DOS.
DOS, this is KB1ZA.
Yo, KB1ZA, what can we do for you tonight, young man?
Listings, Gary, I believe I got the FT-891 listed for $600. Is that right? Dave, I've got to move this radio. It's all boxed up and ready to go. I want to drop the price down to $510, shipped to your door.
I'll drop the price to $510, and that is shipped.
That's a roger. Yeah, I appreciate it, buddy.
We got her down. You got that brand new Yaesu FT-891 mobile with the Mars mods, and you dropped the price to $510, and you're paying the shipping. Does anyone need any fields?
DOS, I have a question. W4DOS.
W4DOS, go ahead, Tony.
I was wondering, what's your PL tone?
Tone on this machine.
Because I got a young fella that wants to get on and check in.
Well, let him tell him that there's a 146.610
with a negative offset and no PL tone.
Okay. Thank you. I'll go ahead and do it. W4 DOS, be clear.
Is anyone else with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item up is for sale. It's an Astron RS70A. That's a 70-amp power supply. He would like $250 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is still looking for that power cord for a Yaesu FT-277. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is looking for, got a fellow looking for a Yaesu FL-2100B amplifier. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. Fella has a set of tubes for a Collins 32B. He also has the tube tester that would go with it, or with those tubes. He said to call for the price of them. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an Ameritron 811H. That's an HF amplifier. It's wired for 120 volts. AC, he would like $450 for it. Does anyone need any fields? This item up is for sale. It's a Drake L4B. It's got the Harbach mods done to it. That's an HF amplifier, and it's wired for 220 volts, and he would like $550 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood VGS-1. That's a voice recorder board. He would like $45 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Right here, see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
I'm a Kilo India 4, Delta Oscar Sierra. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Delta Juliet Victor, Mike in Commerce, Georgia. Negative, negative.
DOS. Wood, Kilo India 4, Echo Tango Yankee, KI4 EQY. Chris down here in Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative this evening, and thank you for calling the net.
Check in. KJ4HRAG and KJ4KOX Robbie. Downtown, no traffic, no comments.
Yes. Oh yes, please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie. It's Juan in Greenville. No traffic, no comments, but listening. 73.
KOS. Tango Sierra, Jim, and the tool shed and Pelzer. Negative and negative.
Control, please check in. Kilo 4 Zulu, Zulu X-ray. This is Steve, base of Parris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County. We're just passing through late tonight.
In Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being here, Chris. And KJ4HIA is Mr. Gene and his sweet bride, KJ4KOX. That's Miss Robbie. They're over in Greenville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Gene. Tell Robbie we said hello. And WA4KC, that's my buddy Juan over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Juan. Tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. And KW4TS, Mr. Toolshed Jim, down there in Pelzer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim, out there in the toolshed. Got another EchoLink station up, EchoLink station only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
India 4, Delta Oscar Sierra. This is Kilo Oscar 4. Delta Juliet Victor, Commerce, Georgia.
KO4DJV. I've already got you in there. You're already listed on the list here. Got you in the logbook. It's KI4. Let's see. Got that Echo Link station back up again. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS, good evening, Gary. Please check in, Kilo 4, Zulu, Zulu X-ray. This is Steve at the base of Parris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County, running a little behind schedule tonight. I had to disconnect this thing. It'll disconnect itself when I double up with somebody, so that's why I went out and back in. Good evening to you and all on the net, 73s all around.
And that would like to say good evening. K4ZZX, Mr. Steve up there at the base of Parris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Hope you're doing well. Alrighty, SKI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up on the swap net book is looking for, got a fellow looking for a Kenwood TS-2000. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. A fella has a matched pair of 6146B tubes. These are in the original boxes. They have never been opened. They're still taped together. He would like $100 for them. Does anyone need any fields?
Hey, Gary, please check in Kilo Juliet for Charlie Tango Delta. Wyatt, I'll be negative, negative. Thank you.
I'd like to say good evening, KJ4CTD, Mr. Wyatt up there in Blue Ridge. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Wyatt. Hope you're doing well. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we go back to the reading of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. In Kilo 4, Victor Kilo November. K4VKN. This is Alan. I'm in Piedmont, and we'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you, Gary, and everybody on the net.
Hey, everybody on the net. This is Kilo November 4, Lima, Quebec, Oscar. KM4LQO, Ryan Azcoa, and I'm negative on A traffic. I might stick around for a little bit of rag, too, after the swap net, and, of course, I'll be sticking around for the swap net.
No is. Hey, Gary. K4ROW, Richard and Gray with no traffic, no round table.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening. K4VKN, Mr. Allen down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Allen. And KN4LQO, Mr. Ryan down there in Tocoa, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ryan. Got you down for some comments. Be back to you in just a little while. And K4ROW, Mr. Richard. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're doing well. SKI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up is for sale. It's a Tar Heel 200 HP. That's a screwdriver antenna. He has a... Well, he's got the control cable, the top hat, and he has and the whip. He also has a custom-made mount for this Tar Heel, and he would like $650 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Set him up is for sale. It's an LDG YT1200 automatic antenna tuner. It's for Yaesu type radio. And he would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. This is a brand new FT-891. That's a Yaesu FT-891 mobile with the Mars mod. He would like $510 shipped. Does anyone need any fields? And the last item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-480SAT. That's got the automatic antenna tuner built in. He said to shoot him a text or an email, and y'all will talk about the price. Does anyone need any fields?
Can you say that model number for me again, please?
Item. It's a Kenwood TS-480SAT, 480SAT. Over.
Thank you so much.
Well, that's going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book. Appreciate each and every one of you fine folks stay around and listen to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that listed items, we'll run those for a few weeks. When you sell or find these items you're looking for, if you don't mind, let me know, and that way I can keep my book straight. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we go into the regs. You call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
I would like to say good evening to W4DJW, Mr. Dave, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Let's see who's first on the rags you list tonight. That would be Mr. Ray, Brother Ray, up there in Traveler's Rest. K4SUG, Mr. Ray, what have you and Miss Edie been up to?
Good evening, Gary. That was kind of a surprise. I wouldn't be expecting it to be called that quick. Oh, we've been up to no good mostly. I've been fiddling around with, I had a spray tank that bottom rusted out on. I turned it upside down and filled that cavity down there with fiberglass and the resin, and I think I got that part of it cured. All I got to do now, I got to find a fitting that fit the thing so I can hook the hose back up to it. Checked up on the garden, see how it was doing. It had done better, but it's still doing. We get some stuff out of it. We've got a whole lot of it so far. I got some butternut squash come up here. Just volunteered to come up in that thing. It's going wild. Trying to cover the whole yard. Just keep spreading and keep making squash, so I guess we'll be eating butternuts for a while. Don't have much of anything else going on. And try to stay out of trouble as much as possible. I'm not putting it on the swap net just yet, but I said, let's get your opinion of it. I got some estimated 60 years of QST magazines. And if somebody was really interested in them, I might be interested in getting rid of them, Gary.
What, Ray? Sounds like you've been a busy feather. I hope that fiberglass rosin and stuff that you put down in that tank fixes your problem with it. And probably the hardest problem will be finding a fitting so you can hook the hose back up to it. But I know you'll figure it out one way or the other. If you have to reduce it down or size it up, whichever you have to do, it'll be back into the working situation before long. I'm glad your garden is doing well. Mine's doing pretty good. You had a butternut squash plant come up voluntarily, but my zucchini squash played out, and it died down, and all of a sudden now I've got some kind of squash plant. I went out there today to cut the okra and get the limas and tomatoes and stuff. And I got some kind of squash plant. It's about a foot tall. I don't know if it's zucchini or if it might be a yellow squash. I don't know what it's going to be, but it'll be some kind. Well, it could be butternut. I don't know, because I had some butternut just about in that area last year.
Butternut normally lays pretty close to the ground, and it's a running type vine. That early yellow crook, early summer crook neck is a yellow squash, and then there's a straight neck yellow squash that both have. They're not vines. They grow straight up. It's kind of spread out, but they're still going basically straight up. And they'll get a foot or more over.
Zucchini that I had, they grew straight up, and then it started growing over and started running across the ground. But them silly leaves were about 3 feet high, and I had to go out there and push them around. All the zucchini plants, the zucchini itself was down there next to the base of the plant, which is where they normally put on, but it sure did make it aggravating to get to when the leaves are that tall.
I can understand where you're coming from. That sounds like a variety that I had years ago called a healing squash. And they would grow a fruit 2-3 foot long with the fruit. Now, not just vine, but the fruit itself. And believe me, now that thing was really aggressive. It spread all over the garden. And trying to sneeze, can't talk and sneeze at the same time. So I'm not having much luck with either one. But that thing would climb a tree and lay out and spread out all over the ground. And the reason they call it a healing squash is because you could just, if you wanted some of it to eat, you just cut off a chunk of it. And it would heal over that cut area and just keep right on growing.
It's a new one on me. I don't reckon I've ever seen that one. But I have seen other plants do that, so I don't see why it couldn't be. I did drop some yellow squash. I didn't have my yellow squash didn't come up. The crooked neck. I put some seed in the ground, but they never came up. But this might be the crooked neck squash coming up. But gosh, that was a couple of months ago. I don't know why it's coming up now. But we'll find out here shortly, I guess. We'll deal with it when it gets here. But I'm just thankful the old garden doing as well as it is.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I planted some corn. I figured it'd be a little late. And we've been having plenty of rain and all. And lo and behold, I planted the corn and it quit raining. So it's come up. It's spotty. I got some coming up, but it's not near the type of stand I would love to get. But we're hoping it's going to do all right. Don't think I'm going to eat any of this. I think I'm going to salvage the seed because it's Seneca Chief, folks.
You were telling me that you found some Seneca Chief corn seed that you had in your freezer, I think is where you had it. But I hope it does well and it comes on up and does real good. And shoot, I'd go out there and at least eat me a couple of ears of that. that's some good corn, as best I remember. I hadn't had any in a long time. But I do hope you save some for seed.
Well, that's all I used to plant, and I loved it. It's a relatively small ear, but it'd make 2 or 3 ears of corn on every stalk. So you get plenty of corn, and it had a good flavor to it, and grew real well. But for some reason or other, it disappeared from the market, and I couldn't find any more. But I had some seed that a friend of mine gave me some years back, and I had forgot about it. I had it down in the freezer down there in the basement. And lo and behold, I drug that thing out of there, and I found some white half-runner beans, the Seneca Chief squash, and whole corn, and several other varieties. And every bit of it has put out some. The beans are going crazy, and some of the other stuff are doing moderately well. The corn's kind of spotty, but it's growing too, so I got my fingers crossed here. I don't know what happened to the Seneca Chief. I think I don't think they would put one or two outfits that was planning, saving the siege, selling the siege. And I think they, something happened to their seed bed one year and they lost it and they couldn't get it back over.
What happened? I hate it for them, Ray. But you know how it is. They find something that the people like, and you get a good yield off of it, and that sort of thing. They'll do away with it and come up with some other kind of hybrid where you'll get one ear per stalk, and instead of eating three ears of corn off of one stalk, you don't get but one. I don't know why they do that, but that's the way it seems like.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. Well, Gary, I guess I've held it about long enough. You probably got somebody else out there wanting to talk to you. And I think I'd go in and see if I can grab me a cup of coffee and settle back and relax a little bit before bedtime. I was going to watch news programs on Fox on television, but I discovered something, nothing on television except the Democratic Convention, and I've had about all that I can stand over.
Kind of hard to digest. I don't know. I'll be glad when all this mess is over with, Ray.
Yeah, you and me too. Then we can settle back, be human again.
Real. It seems like everything will clear up and go away as soon as all this is over with. But we've got to endure it for the time being, and well, hope for the best, I guess, is the only thing I can say. But I hope you and Miss Edie have a good evening, what's left of it. Tell Miss Edie we said hello. And I'm going to sneak off up there one of these days, and maybe in the next couple of days, and have a cup of coffee with you. I'll give you a holler if I'm on my way up and let you know I'm headed that way.
I'll be glad to have you. I'll even furnish you a mask if you feel like you need it.
There in the car and one in the truck. And, well, matter of fact, I got two or three in both vehicles just in case. So we'll be covered one way or the other.
Have a good one, babe. Case for SUG.
Enjoy that cup of coffee and drink a swaller for me. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. We got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link station only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey, Gary, if you really check in, KA4. PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself and all the net. No traffic in their round table. Do hope that Miss Joy is doing good this evening, and do tell Miss Joy hello from us. And good evening to yourself as well again, Gary, KA4 PQA.
And that place, say good evening. KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello, and I will relay your message to Joy. Y'all take care and stay safe down there in Greenwood. Next up on this Rag Jew list is Mr. Dan, WB4FEE, down there in northern Simpsonville. Dan, what have you and Miss Joan been up to?
KI4DOS, this is WB4FEE. Dan over in Simpsonville. Well, we ain't been up to too much today. There, Gary, I got up this morning, went and did my workout. Met a friend of mine down at McDonald's for a cup of coffee and chatted with him for a little while. Come back here and went out here and got my chainsaw started and cut up a tree stump. I've been drying out here so I could haul it to the dump. Had to cut it up so I could load it on the trailer. Now, I hadn't got it loaded yet, but I did get it cut up and everything ready to go. Then I got the mowers out and cut all the grass, cleaned them up, put them up, done my edging and blowing and everything. And come in the house and took me a shower, and about the time I got out of the shower, it sounded like I heard some thunder. And I told Jonah, I said, I believe it's about to rain. And so sure enough it did, so we sat on the front porch for a while and just watched it rain there, over.
Been busy, Dan. And running the chainsaw, that's hard work. And then getting on the lawnmowers and doing the edging and the weeding and the blowing and all that. And then you got to clean everything up, put it away. That sounds like you have had a busy day. I got out and cut the okra this morning and got the tomatoes, and then I started picking the lima beans that were dry. The hulls had started cracking open on a lot of them. We like to put them up dry like that, Dan. That way, she don't have to run the can or anything, but she has to cook them a little longer when she gets ready to cook the limas. But they turned out real well. And I got through with the last plant and started picking everything up in the garden and headed back towards the house, and it started thundering and lightning here. And so I got everything put away, got in the house, and the bottom fell out. And it wasn't but maybe an hour or hour and a half at the most, and all of a sudden the sun was back out again. So I guess it left here and came on down to your house.
Yeah, probably so. Understand that y'all had a pretty good little storm over that way, and then I talked to a friend of mine up here who come through Greenville and said Lawrence Road up there was flooded, but they didn't get any rain in Simpsonville, downtown Simpsonville. But on over here where we are, here off of Woodard Road right over here, we got a good rain for about 45 minutes, just a good steady rain. I mean a good rain. I hadn't checked the gauge, but I'm guessing probably a half inch. And that was just right because that way you didn't get so much it all ran off. And I was wanting to get it soaked in, and hopefully we'll get some more in the next two or three days. I want to get this ground good and soft, because as soon as it gets just right, I'm going to start aerating and put some overseed and fertilizer and stuff down here, Gary.
Thank you for waiting there, Dan. I like the ground to be a little softer myself. Do you use your aerator? Is it a plugger type or just one of those that just makes like little V-shaped indentions in the ground?
Yeah, it is a plugger type. I pull it behind the mower and put about three or four concrete blocks on it to weight it down to make it dig, you know, to make it penetrate. And it does a good job. I go over the yard one way and then turn and come across it the other way and go around and around on it in places. And I try to tie it up real good, before I put anything down on it. That way everything gets aerated real good there, over.
Me a bit for that. I've got to do our yard that way. I'd like to get it aerated. I got a 100-pound bag of seed out there in the barn if the squirrels and the mice hadn't got into it. Last time I checked it was fine, but I've got a 100-pound sack of seed out there. I'd love to get out there on the yard. And I will eventually, if I got any left out there.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I hope you had it where they couldn't get to it, but they will find it. And I've got some out here, a couple of bags of different kind, and I was thinking about ordering some more of this Canada Green that you see advertised in these magazines. I ordered some of that. And put out here in the front yard, and it turned out pretty good. I kind of like it, and I got some of it in part of the backyard up near the house and all back here, but that grass turned out pretty decent, and you can't buy it in the stores. You have to order it, and it gets kind of expensive that way, so I don't know if I'm going to order any of it. Probably not. Now it's too late, because I'm going to be ready to put it down before I can get it back in here probably, but I'm going to use what I got out there, plus maybe go up here to Lowe's or somewhere and buy me a little bit more of it. I like that Winchester. Winchester is a really good fescue grass for this area there, over.
Roger
that is a good grass for this area, as long as you got plenty of sunshine. Ray told me about some creeping red fescue. It, of course, it's green, but it's that's the name of it. And for shady areas, and I got some of that to put under these oak trees. And of course, I had to get all the leaves and junk out from under them first. Got the ground cleared off and put some of that seed out. And it's taking hold, but it's taking hold real slow. I meant to ask Ray about that. But it's a slow grower, and you have to keep it pretty moist till it gets established. But if I can get some grass to grow it in these bare spots under the trees, I'll be happy.
Okay, KI4DOS, this is WB4FEE, and I need some more topsoil down here. I would love to be able to get me about 2 big truckloads of that good clean topsoil. I got some about 2 years ago, a big load of it out here, and I've used it around the yard. That was some of the best topsoil I ever bought. Clean, man, it had been sifted and all. Didn't have any roots or rocks or anything in it. I mean, some good topsoil. And, but it's kind of expensive, and I need me about 2 truckloads and about 3 or 4 guys to spread it, if you know what I mean, Earl.
I tell you, I don't mind spreading it. I got a tractor that'll spread it out real easily and without a whole lot of sweat on my part. But I wouldn't mind having a couple of good truckloads of that myself. I got a couple of spots out here that, I got a couple of low spots, and then, you know, of course, I've been threatening to take the tractor and work on the yard, but I hate to cut all the grass up and, you know, make a bare spot with all the rain we've been having. So I guess I'll just let it wait a little bit longer. It ain't gonna matter one way or the other, I don't guess.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, I was just figuring around here the other day. If I still had my tractor, I wouldn't have a problem with this, but I don't have it anymore, and I wish I did, boy. I sure miss it, and because it came in handy when I needed it for stuff like this. But I didn't have a front end bucket on it, but man, I had a scraper blade on the back that I could move dirt. I could turn that thing around backwards. I could move dirt anywhere I wanted, and spread it out, smooth it up. That thing worked real good. But what I need right now, if I was going to get this much topsoil in here, I'd need a bobcat in here for a little while. And I don't know what it costs to rent one of the things. I think you can rent them for a day, but time you rent it, they bring it in here. It'd get expensive, I imagine, Earl.
Well, Dan, I had never rented one, but a fella that lives behind me down there, he rented an excavator. Of course, that'd be overkill for what you want. But I think he said he got it over the weekend, and he had them bring it out on Saturday, and they came back on Monday morning and picked it up. And they only charged him one day rental. And, you know, that was for Saturday. They gave him Sunday, and then they picked it back up on, you know, first thing Monday morning. But I think he said that was something like, you know, I'm going to say $450 a day, but it might not have been that much. But it depends on who you rent it from, I guess. But so that's not too terribly bad, I don't guess, Dan. I don't know about a bobcat.
Probably not. I don't know. Like I say, I've not checked into it. I don't know how the rental runs on them, but I sure would love to try my hand on one of them. See, so, but like I say, I'm a little behind the power curve right now on getting that stuff done this late because I'm ready to do some yard work. And so I may just wait till next time, and by next year it may not matter no way, Earl.